Authorities believe the killing may be related to a marijuana growing network and that the victim, 27-year-old Jacob MacArthur, may have been employed by those involved in his death. Over the past 2.5 weeks, detectives and deputies raided 13 homes across the county. They seized 1.5 tons of marijuana, 10 guns, and close to $140,000 in cash, $30,000 of that in silver coins. Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Megan McCann said authorities believe MacArthur was part of a larger syndicate that was growing cannabis at several locations. His distraught father, Alex, said he didn't approve of his son's vocation, but said he was talented at it, and as an adult, he could only push so far.
I talked to him on Wednesday, the Wednesday before he was killed, and I said, Jacob, you are in a very, very dangerous position. You're so vulnerable. You're up there all by yourself. No one's there. People know that you're there and that you have money there and that you're too easy of a target.
Authorities have arrested 6 people on various drugs and weapons charges. One man was also charged with possession of child pornography after a search of electronic devices. McCann said detectives believe 39-year-old Shayna Burnett of Chico headed the group, which ranged in age from 25 to 53. No one has been charged in the homicide. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with additional information to call 538-7671. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.